From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So how did your online puzzle tournament qualifying round go?
Yeah, well, you know, it was a week ago. It was the Google U.S. Puzzle Championship. Over 2,000 people tried the test. Over 500 contestants from 28 countries actually returned solutions. And the winner was Roger Barkin, who's a mathematician in Laurel, Maryland. He solved 20 of the 23 puzzles in 2.5 hours. And Jonathan Rivette of Wheaton, Illinois, finished second. And the four top solvers will go to Croatia for the World Championship in October.
Oh, how exciting. You're going again this year.
And I'll be there, sure.
Are you captain of the U.S. team again?
I am the chairman of the U.S. delegation.
The chairman of the delegation.
Sounds pretty high, pretty high, fancy,
huh? Highfalutin, yes. You should have a sash and a scepter or something, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Well, our on-air radio puzzle doesn't qualify you for anything but playing on the air and getting some gifts from us. So first, in order to do that, we have to hear that challenge from last week. What was it?
Well, I said take the name Earl Stanley Gardner, as in the mystery writer. So I asked, what famous person has a three-part name in which the first and last letters of each part can be rearranged to spell the word dancer, D-A-N-C-E-R?
And the answer?
The answer was Arthur Conan Doyle. The letters A-R-C-N and D-E can be rearranged to spell dancer.
Yes, the author of all those wonderful Sherlock Holmes. But isn't his name really Sir Arthur Conan Doyle?
We're ignoring the sir.
Well, we had about 885 listeners who cleverly deduced the correct writer with three names. And the winner picked from the correct answers is Renee Hargreaves, and she joins us from Daly City, California. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in Daly City?
I'm a laboratory technologist.
And are you a puzzle person? You've been playing a long time?
I've been playing a long time. I haven't sent in too many entries, but I do enjoy doing word puzzles.
Oh, and how long did it take you to do this one? What helped you out?
This one, as soon as Will said dancer, I knew the answer, because our cat is named Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, so the three names just popped into my head, and when he said dancer, yep, that's it.
You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Will, please meet Renee. Let's play.
I will.
Hi, Renee. Well, I've taken the names of some famous people. In each one, I've rearranged the letters in the first name to make a new word and rearranged the letters in the last name to make another word. I'll give you the resulting phrases. You tell me the people. For example, if I said lead veins, L-E-A-D, V-A-N-E-S, you would say Dale Evans.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number one is Asian Inn, A-S-I-A-N, and the last word is I-N-N.
Oh, Anais Nin.
Anais Nin. Excellent. Number two is Oral Hubs, A-U-R-A-L, H-U-B-S.
Bush.
Yes.
Laura Bush?
Laura Bush. Good job. Field Actors, F-I-E-L-D, A-C-T-O-R-S. Looking for a world leader here.
World leader of a small island nation just to the south of Florida?
Oh, yeah, duh. Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro, good. Canny Artisan, C-A-N-N-Y, A-R-T-I-S-A-N.
Nancy Sinatra.
Sinatra, good job. May Virgin, M-A-Y, V-I-R-G-I-N.
Amy?
You're looking for an actress.
Amy Irving.
That's it. Good, good. Dime Romeo, D-I-M-E, R-O-M-E-O.
Oh.
You're looking for an actress.
Oh, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore is right. Calmer Stupor, C-A-L-M-E-R, S-T-U-P-O-R. It's an author.
Okay. Proust.
Yes. First name?
Marcel.
That's it, Marcel Proust. Good, good. Try this one. Tensor Ringbone. T-E-N-S-E-R. R-I-N-G-B-O-N-E.
Where do you get these?
Tensor Ringbone.
Ringbone.
This is the name of an actor. most famous for television, I would say. First name starts with E.
Ernest?
Yes.
Borgnine, that's it.
Ernest Borgnine is right. And your last one, Alien Hennas. A-L-I-E-N. And the last name is H-E-N-N-A-S. Famous person, everyone knows. In broadcasting.
Leanne Henson.
Leanne Henson is right.
I don't know. I mean, famous would have thrown me off. You're funny. Alien Hennas. There we go. I think I've got myself a new screen name. Hey, Renee, this was fun. You were great.
Thank you.
That's funny. Thank you. Thank you for guessing my name. I mean, I appreciate it. For playing our puzzle today, we're going to send you some things. We're going to send you that weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. So, Renee, what public radio station do you listen to?
I'm a member of KQED in San Francisco.
Oh, that wonderful word, member. All right. Renee Hargreaves in Daly City, California. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
You're welcome.
Okay. Will, I'm still not getting over that last name. What's the challenge you have for everyone to work on this week?
Well, it comes from listener Andy Banta of Orangevale, California. Take the phrase antique stand, A-N-T-I-Q-U-E-S-T-A-N-D, rearrange these 12 letters to name two companies that are competitors. So again, antique stand. Rearrange these 12 letters to name two companies that are competitors. What companies are they?
When you know that answer, email us. Our email address for puzzle entries is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And there's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot, as always.
Thanks, Leah.